Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne, and I am Chrisanne. We are going to be discussing some predictions for this week, and this week is September 17th through September 24th of 2023. It's been a while since I've done an episode, and I'm very glad to be back doing this podcast here. So let's get right into it. So first of all, I am going to be using some decks for our predictions for the week. But in addition to the decks that I'm using, I'm also going to be divining some messages that are coming through, as I always do. So I add to the cards with additional messages. So the two decks that we're going to be using this week are two of my favorites. First, the Mystic Art Medicine Cards, my top favorite deck, and then Magical Dimensions deck. That is definitely in my top 10 favorite decks. So we're going to be using both of those. We're going to start off with the Mystic Art Medicine Cards, and I have pre-shuffled this deck before I started recording, and we are going to be pulling three cards from this deck. The first card that we are going to be pulling is the card of rebirth. This week is all about rebirth. Now that we have Mercury has gone direct, meaning Mercury is no longer in retrograde, but we are still in the shadow of it. This is our time for rebirth. This is the rebirth card. Within this rebirth, what are we talking about? We are talking about connecting to our heart, connecting to our psychic gifts, and using our open throat chakra to be able to speak clearly our wants, needs, and desires, and being able to express those things very clearly. That is going to be part of our rebirth. It is going to feel like this is the start of something new for this week, for all of us. For those of us that are really tapped in and ready to go, this is going to be even bigger. When you are aware of something, it makes it even more powerful. Sometimes we don't realize something until after the fact. We look back in retrospect at something. That's not going to be the case for this week. This week, for those that are in the know, you will be in the know, in the moment. And that is going to be bringing some really big aha moments for us within all of this. It's going to be a really fun week, according to this card. The next card that I'm pulling, I've pulled three cards from this deck. So the second card is the Transformation card. This card is all about bringing us into joy, bringing us into happiness, transforming maybe some of those doldrums that we have been in into a little bit more light, bringing light into our joy, allowing our joy to be. And within that transformation, we are going to be channeling some of those things that we have always wanted to do, but never had the gumption, the time, the energy, the money to be able to do those things. This week is looking like it's going to be a really powerful awakening week for us. Now, the last card that I pulled is the card of the Shapeshifter. That being said, we can be the shapeshifter and shift into what it is that we want to be. Meaning, if you go along thinking that you only fit into this one box, no, that is not going to be the case for this week. You are going to be able to break free from that box. Let yourself be. Allow yourself to be without any care or repercussion from what others think. You don't have to hide in the shadows anymore. This shapeshift card is saying you can shift into who you are meant to be this week. This week is really powerful for that. cool. Oh, I love those cards. So the next deck we're going to is the Magical Dimensions deck. I pre-shuffled this deck also before I started recording, and I'm pulling three cards from this deck. The first card, this is funny, the first card I pulled is the Awakening card. Kind of goes with what we've been talking about. This is talking about ancient knowledge coming back in. Ancient knowledge that's awakening us to allow us to be who and what we are. This is also a big water connection card. So connection to your memories, connection to that freedom. But when we have a water card and we're talking about an awakening, keep in mind, you need to release some of those things that aren't serving your highest and best good. Meaning, I would tell people, go to the water. Go to the ocean, have a clearing, have a cleansing, put your feet in the water. If you can't do that in the shower. Allow the shower to clear you. When you wash your hands multiple times throughout the day, allow that energy to be clearing through your hands as well. The next card is the card of manifestation. So manifesting what it is that you need, you want, within your lives. Have you been trying to manifest more money? Have you been trying to bring in more positivity into your life? If you have wonderful, purest, highest intentions of what it is that you're manifesting and putting out there, then allow them to be. As long as you're not harming anybody with your manifesting, this is a wonderful card saying this is the time to be creating your manifesting journals, putting it out there, what you want the universe to bring to you. This is the time to do that. In fact, I'm going to do that myself tonight. And then the third and the last card that I'm pulling from this deck is the Sacral Portal card. This card is all about creativity. It's that lovely, wonderful card of using that creative spirit that we have inside of us to create and manifest what it is that we want. This is also the card of intimacy. So if you are looking to create a more intimate time within your relationship or reconnect on an intimate level with your partner, this is the week to do that as well. So the Sacred Portal is great for those creative spirits like myself that are artists and other avenues like that, things that need to use your creativity. Creativity is going to be on high alert. I also warn you, because for those creative souls, when your creativity is on high, it's hard to sleep and it's hard to rest because so much information, creative ideas are coming in. So make sure you take that downtime for yourself to go to the water, to release some of those stuck feelings and emotions. But this is also the time to drink lots of water too. For those creative souls, they need to have that sort of water flow, the clearing, so that the new can come in and keep that water in the system as well. Hey, wonderful. Those are looking like some really good cards for this week. Now, as always, I always divinely get messages on what crystals I need to talk about this week. So these are the crystals that we can carry. We can place by our bedside. We can put them on our desk. We can put them in our car, our living room, wherever it is that you feel your crystals are most powerful for you. These are the crystals for the week. In absolutely no particular order, the first one is citrine. Citrine is a great stone for abundance. Make sure it is natural citrine. If you have any questions on natural citrine, you can check out my Facebook page. I have done multiple videos on that. My Facebook page is Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I also have some videos linked to my website. Guess what? It's called Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And then on my YouTube channel, I have done some videos on natural citrine and how to know the difference, and that is Chrisanne. And a lot of times that is linked on my Facebook page too. So check those out. So make sure when I'm talking about citrine, I'm talking about natural citrine, not the one that has a lot of orange in it. I'm talking about the one that's more like a paler yellow, almost a light brown. That's natural citrine. The other one that looks like a neon orange is a radiated amethyst that changes color through high temperatures that they call citrine, but it's not citrine. It's amethyst. So make sure you're using natural citrine. Because natural citrine brings in abundance. It helps you with your creativity. We've been talking about that for this week. It helps with your physical well-being and wealth. It helps you to have the confidence and the self-assurance to be able to accept those things that you want, need, and desire. It helps you to focus, to gain more clarity on what it is that you want, need, and desire. It helps you with all levels of business success. It helps you with your personal relationships on a family level. It can help you to clear some of your aura, get rid of some of that muddiness. It helps you just to enjoy life and have that spiritual energy about you. On a physical level, it helps with digestion, promotes circulation, and balances your thyroid. I am not a medical professional. I am not giving you medical advice. Please seek that from your doctor that you consult with. I am discussing crystals on how they have worked for me personally, but I am not a medical practitioner. There's my little 2 cents. The next crystal that we are going to talk about is copper. I've been wearing a lot of copper in jewelry lately, so that's a great way to bring... Sorry, let me go back to citrine. Citrine, you want to only carry on your left-hand side. Left hand brings the energy in, right hand lets the energy out. So either wear it on your left hand, put it in your left-hand pocket, put it in the left-hand side of your desk. When you're sitting at your desk, stick out your left hand, there's your left-hand side. When you're laying in bed on your back, stick out your left hand, there's the left-hand side of your bed. That's how you know, keep it on your left hand side. Copper is another one that I keep on the left hand side. When I wear it for the most part on my left hand side. Sometimes on occasion I wear it on my right, and when I get to that I'll explain why. Copper is great for working with receiving energies. If you need a higher flow of energy coming in, you're going to want that copper on your left-hand side. It helps to balance the body and remove blockages. It helps to bring sort of balance back into the body on a metaphysical level. It also works on a mind, body, spirit level, a physical, emotional, spiritual level. It's working on all levels of the body. It's bringing harmony back into the astral body as well as the physical body. But it fights fatigue, and this is why I wear it occasionally on my right hand side. I am releasing some of that fatigue energy, and then I balance it with something else that I wear on the left-hand side. So occasionally I will wear it on the right to release some of that fatigued energy that I have, but I wear something powerful on the left to balance it. So make sure you balance it with something that you feel for whatever it is that you're working on. So it fights fatigue, lethargy, restlessness, and if you're having problems accepting self. The other one for this week is angelite. Angelite is the stone of the angels. It can help facilitate communication on that level of angelics with the angelic realm. It opens up your throat chakra to be able to have that open communication. It's great for both your astral body, your physical body, your etherical body. It brings in peace and helps you with your psychicness. The next one we're moving right along is rhodonite. Oh, and angelite, keep on your left-hand side. Rhodonite, keep on your left-hand side. It balances your yin-yang energy. It helps maintain that calm. It helps you to achieve your highest potential. It helps draw attention to the little details that you need to pay attention to. But this is why I like rhodonite. It promotes maturity in love relationships. It can help align all your chakras and remove blockages as well. The next one is seraphinite. Seraphinite is a lovely green stone. It also helps connect with the angelic realms. Keep it on your left-hand side. It stimulates your kundalini and activating each chakra. It is powerful for cellular regeneration as well. It helps you to get rid of old patterns and imbalances. That case, yes, put it on your right, but for everything else, put it on your left. It brings harmony and joyful energy in. Tanzanite. Tanzanite's our next one. Tanzanite is a great one that you find in jewelry, and you can wear that as jewelry. I know I have tanzanite jewelry, and that's how I utilize my tanzanite. It is known as the stone of magic, another left-hand side stone. It opens us up to new spiritual awarenesses, helps us with our metaphysical learning and practice. It makes us aware of our conscious acts within our day. It helps protect us during all psychic endeavors as well. And it can help on a spinal column level as well. Almost last, is wolfenite, left-hand stone. It helps us to accept and then let go of negative aspects. That part, you want to put it on your right, but for the most, put it on your left. It brings in a little more energy to balance our relationships and get more understanding within our relationships. Wolfenite is not one you're going to wear as jewelry. I rarely see it as jewelry. It is out there as jewelry, but typically I see it more in raw form. So that's a great one to keep by your bed or by your desk. It helps bring in knowledge of pure positivity in magic. It brings in a much higher connection to your higher self, and it also can help with lung issues. Now, the last one is black obsidian. It is a very grounding stone. It is a left-hand side stone. It helps to cleanse our auric field. It helps bring in protection from emotional or physical harm. It is a shield against negativity. So all of that, left-hand side, helps with creativity in all endeavors. It can clear out sort of those cobwebs that we get in our minds. Sometimes we get a little muddled. It is great for psychic healing. Oh, cool. We've got some great stones for this week.